We're learning Shmiras Halosh in Perek Gimel. The topic of discussion, says the Chafetz Chaim, Boy Yevoyar, Shebishmiras Haloshoin, Toloi Chai Hanetzach, V'toivas Oilam Hazeh. In this Perek Gimel, we will discuss that through Shmiras Halosh, through one guarding his tongue and what he says, one's chai netzach, his eternal life, is dependent upon what he says or what he does not say, as well as the tayves oilam hazeh, the good of this world as well. Oid nucha loymar, mashetola David haMelech alav haShalom etzem chayim hanitzchim. Furthermore, we can say, mashetola David haMelech, this a David haMelech focuses on this pasuk of Netzur L'shoin Chameira, of guard your tongue from Ra. That a person's everlasting Chaim Nitzchiim, his everlasting life, depends upon what he says. The Toivas Oilam Hazeh, and the good in this world, is dependent upon the Shmir Saloshin. Ki Yaduahu, we know, a person's neshama, his soul, is referred to as nishmas chayim, the soul of life. Why is this? Because with the soul, he'll live, his life will, he'll live everlasting life. Nishmas Chaim, that's right. And when a person speaks Lashon Hara, more than he speaks Lashon Hara, a Baal Lashon Hara. A Baal Lashon Hara is like a person who, this is his essence. Baal Lashon Hara is a person who constantly speaks Lashon Hara. His Nishmasoi is his Nishmas HaKdoisha, his holy Nishama that it was given to him by Hashem, as Neil just mentioned, a yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, Hashem blew inside of him this holy soul. It's removed. It's mistalekes mimenu. It's removed from him. K'mo shekos b'zayar kodesh parashas mesayra, as the Zayar Kodesh says in parashas mesayra. V'gam v'olam hazeh mu'utod sheyovoyu olav yisurim. Here too, in this world, not just in the world to come. Chafetz Chaim starting this perek, discussing that in the world to come, as he'll end with the parak, this topic, in the world to come, he will pay the price. Normally we start that in Olam Hazeh, it's not good, and also in Olam Haba, it's not good. He's starting the other way around. Now he's telling us that here in this world, a person who speaks Lashon Hara, he will have suffering here in this world. V'hei ma'peiros shel ha'ovein hamar, and they are the fruits of this tremendously bad avera, k'moish mafurish, as it is explained, biyushalmi parak aleph depeya halach aleph, shenifroin al zeh avayin min adam boilam hazeh, that a person who speaks lashon hara is punished here in this world. Va'keren kayem sloy loilam haba, and the dividends is in the world to come. So a person who is a Baal Lashon Hara, a person who speaks Lashon Hara, will be punished here in this world with suffering and in the world to come as well. V'ish ha-choysim piv miladaber dvarim asurim, a person who is choysim piv from speaking dvarim asurim, a person who closes his mouth, seals his mouth from speaking forbidden words, zoyche l'chaye ha'ilam haba, he merits Chaye Ha'ilam Abba. He merits life in the world to come. L'or Haganuz L'tzadikim, to the light which was set aside just for the tzadikim. A person who is careful with what he says, he merits this powerful light, which is not discussing what this light means. That's for another time. K'mo Shikosuf Ha'Gro B'Shem HaMedrash, as the Gro writes in the name of the Medrash, Sh'al Kol Rego V'Rego Sh'odem Choyisim Piv, The Gro brings, the Vilna Gaon brings from the Medrash that for every second a person closes his mouth, he's chosim piv. He has an opportunity to speak Lashon Hara. And it's at the tip of his tongue. And he reminds himself of this Medrash. He merits, he's zoich l'or haganus, that the malachim, the angels cannot begin to comprehend how powerful, how great a reward this is. She'en kol malach uberia, no angel and no creation can start, can begin to fathom what a reward this is. I think it's important that when a person, the challenges and the tests of Lashon Hara, I'm just like you, I had the same nisayos and challenges of Lashon Hara like we all do. And I think it's important to try to help myself is, first of all, I'm standing here and I give a shiur on it. So we don't want to be hypocrites. So when we have this test of speaking Lashon Hara, and the person will have that Yitzhara, the really from Yitzhara, and the from Yitzhara will tell him, but it's the Toyalis, it's for a purpose. Now, what's the purpose? To speak Lashon Hara, that's the purpose. It's not a positive purpose. It doesn't fall into what is permissible. You know, if a person has, sometimes if a little bit of food falls on the floor, so, you know, some say the 5-second rule wasn't on the floor for 5 seconds. Some say the 3-second rule, they're machmer, right? I have children that are machmer. If it's on the way down already, they won't even think about it. If it's on the way, if it falls down, it's on the way down, if it's falling down, they won't even if it never falls on the floor, they're machmer to such a degree, they won't even think about eating that food. Depending which child. Okay? We have over here a shaila of a sof. I'm talking to myself now. I think it's a good way to view this here. But for now, a sofik deraisa. What's a sofik deraisa? A sofik deraisa is what I'm about to say, is this Lashon Hara? Is this not Lashon Hara? So we know the halach is sofik deraisa l'chumra. There's a doubt of a deraisa, we have to paskin l'chumra to be more strict. Now, that doesn't mean we should never be talking. And this that we're learning to say a Shmir Saloshin, we should make sure that we also learn the halachas of Lashon Hara. And the Chafetz Chaim said it himself. So we should know what is allowed, what is not allowed. Sometimes people, when it comes to a shidduch, they say, oh, I can't say, it's Lashon Hara, but it's wrong. Many times they're obligated to say. And they take things the halacha the wrong way. Of course, there's always a question to ask a shayla, ask a rav, just like we ask a rav. You know, I get questions sometimes, am I allowed to eat this? I had a question not too long ago, I took out the chicken, the roast beef with my milchik's fork, I took it out and right from the oven, what do I eat, what do I don't eat, what did I trafe up, what did I not trafe up? So you can also call a rav and ask a rav a question in Hilchos Lashon Hara. Am I allowed to say this? I think it's important to remind ourselves, because these words, at least for myself, might be a little too far away. What does it mean that a malach can't fathom? Well, do I know what a malach is? I don't know what a malach is. So I don't know what he doesn't know that I can't understand what he doesn't know. If you know what I'm saying. So let's try to sometimes view this in terms of money. Money we can all relate to. All of us millionaires over here. Everybody's looking at me. I don't know. Did I say something? Now, in the world of money, if someone says to someone else, you know what? Please, you have a meeting. Come speak with me. And at the end of the meeting, you know, we'll see. Maybe the business deal will go through. You'll make, $750,000. $750,000. Now, a person, when he's traveling there, he gets stuck in massive traffic. It's supposed to take, I don't know, 45 minutes. He's there for 3 hours. If he focuses on his goal, that the goal is the $750,000 that he's going to be getting at the end of this meeting, the 3 hours is nothing. It's just, it's part of this business deal that he has to seal. I think it's a similar point here as well. When a person, it's at the tip of our tongue, and as the Chafetz Chaim says, why do we want to speak Lashon Hara? Because we feel that if I don't get it off my chest, then no one's going to take care of this issue. Someone did something wrong to me. Now, once again, we have to remind ourselves, there are times when it's permissible to speak to someone else. We have to know what the halachas are. We're not learning the halachas now. But if a person can remind himself that he is on the way to earning that $750,000, if you want to make it bigger, Marshall, make it $2 million, whatever works for you in your mind. And then eventually we can remind ourselves that that's nothing. It's not even a drop in a bucket that the Gros bringing from this Marshall, from the Medrash, a reality, she'ein kol malach ober yechidim l'shayer. That the Malach and any creation cannot begin to understand what does it mean when a person keeps his mouth closed and not speaking Lashon Hara. Al-Kain, therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim further in the Sefer Shmir Saloshin, in Paragimel, his here, Aysanu David HaMelech, Allah B'Shalom, David HaMelech warns us in Tehillim, Paraklam Dalid, Pasak Yud Gimel, Mi Yoyish HaChafetz Chaim, who is this person who desires life? Bo'ilim Haba, in the world to come. To see good in this world, who is this such a person? That's a person who's a person who guards his tongue from speaking bad, from speaking evil, speaking deceit. Furthermore, there's another straightforward, simple understanding. Ashenuchal is binding mizeh as genus ha'ovain hamar hanal to the disgusting aspect that exists with this Lashon Hara. Vahu ki yaduwa hu she yisrein ha'odom yikol ba'alei ha'chayim hu b'man she'hoisif ha'alboi ha'kodesh baruch hu es nefesh ha'medaberes. The Chafetz Chaim tells us, as we all know, that the ma'ila, the attribute that man has over animals, is that we can speak. It's nefesh ha'medaberes. As it says in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, as the Pasuk was mentioned earlier, Vayihi ha'odom l'nefesh chaya. Hashem blew ba'apov, Vayipach ba'apov inside the nostrils, nishmas chayim, the soul of life, Vayihi ha'odom, then man was l'nefesh chaya. But Tegim Unkelus, what does it mean? Le nefesh chayo, le ruach memalala, a spirit that speaks memalala. Vehu zehu rak imhu misakin b'koyach adibar. But when is a person greater, elevated above animal kingdom, the animal kingdom? That's when he uses his speech for positive purposes. Zehu rak only imhu misakin b'koyach adibar. That Hashem has given him. Not so. But if a person uses his speech for bad, for evil, he's lower, he's worse than an animal on this ground, on this earth. The purpose of his mouth is to speak evil, if that's what he does with it, then he's not even as good as the animal. The animal's doing his job in this world. He's not ruining his ways. But the person is a damager. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing on this earth. And that's what the pasuk means. Mi ha'ish, who is the person? If a person doesn't use his mouth properly, He's not even an ish. He's not even a person. He's worse than people, worse than animals. Turning the page in some editions, even more so, if such a person is a person who learns Torah, he's a ben Torah, he's involved in learning Torah, and he speaks also Lashon Hara, and it's not a contradiction, unfortunately. A person could be a very knowledgeable Torah scholar, and he speaks Lashon Hara also. So other people will say, oh, you know, that's all right. It's like when someone, like when a person, the bigger the Talmud Chacham, the bigger the Aveira he does, the bigger Chilal Hashem it is. And the person speaks during Chazaras Hashatz, and people view him as like, oh, you know, he's a knowledgeable individual. Why is he doing that? Oh, it must be, it's not such a big deal. But to speak during Chazaras Hashatz, to speak during Kaddish, to not say a main Eishmi Rabbi because a person has to say something to someone else? So Hashem's name should not be glorified and magnified and elevated because two people are schmoozing? It's similar, as it says in Maseches Derech Eretz, to a massive palace when you have a tanner's shop inside. So you look at this massive palace, it looks beautiful. You start getting closer, it reeks. It reeks from, because when you make take the animal and you process the leather, it's a very powerful odor. Now, we're about to begin in this next paragraph a very powerful few words that the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon will share with us from Rabbi Rafal, I believe Rafal Hamburg, and the Sefer Marpa Lashon. And before we read these words, I want to tell you that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba Betrunya in Briyosa. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us Hashem does not give us a test, a challenge we can't pass. I'll tell you what we're about to say. I'll say it outside, then we'll read the words inside. It's a concept we might be familiar with. Basically, if a person speaks Lashon Hara about someone else, if Reuven speaks Lashon Hara about Shimon, Shimon gets Reuven's mitzvahs. If Reuven speaks Lashon Hara about Shimon, Shimon gets Reuven's mitzvahs. It's not just that. Not just that. Not just does Shimon get Reuven's mitzvahs. Reuven, he doesn't get empty-handed. He doesn't go away empty-handed. He gets Shimon's averos. Two-way street. So, person might say, this is too much. Like, come on, it's just too much. Who could really say that they never speak Lashon Hara? You know, close up shop right now. I won't be insulted. People will walk out, come back to the next year. So that's why I was mocked him, and I prefaced and I said, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba, Betrunya in Briya Yisuf. Hashem does not come, Betrunya, which means in a situation when a person cannot pass a test. And I'll say what I heard recently. I was listening to a tape from Reb Revda Zeichet Sandik Levracha, and he discussed this topic right here in front of us. And he mentioned that that on our level, in the generation that we're in now, these were his words, we have to take certain things, not to say chas v'shem chas v'chalil, that it's not 100% true. It's more than 100% true. But we have to take certain things with a grain of salt, and I'm saying this with hesitation, not to diminish the chashivas of what we're about to say. Of course, it's more than 100% true. But the problem is, the concern is, that the Yitzhahara will get to the person and say, it's just too impossible. And the person will be misrashel, and he'll throw up his arms, and he won't continue. Is it true that a person who speaks Lashon Hara about someone else, that other person gets his mitzvahs, and that one who spoke Lashon Hara gets his averus? Yes, it's true. If a person does speak Lashon Hara, should he say, oh, that's it, it's all finished, that's it, you know? No, he should not do that. That's the Yetzer Hara.